Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ever wondered how AI can transform business strategy? In this episode, we dive into the fascinating world of AI-powered SWOT analysis. So we are tackling an old problem using a new approach. Welcome to Data, AI, Productivity and Business, your little personality podcast. It's a show where we explore the cutting edge of business strategy, technology, data, and everything in between. I'm your host, Mukundan Sankar. I'm an experienced data professional who loves researching about AI and demonstrating how they can be practically applied to our everyday world. If you ever wondered how AI is changing the game for companies or how to leverage data for your own use or in general to make smarter decision making, you're in the right place, my friend. Today, we're diving into something that's shaking up the business world, which is AI-powered SWOT analysis. Right, we'll explore how we can use AI to break down the top performing companies by their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats, which is what SWOT analysis is. And we want to be able to do this faster and more accurately than ever before. So we also got some exciting real world examples from companies like Google and Meta that'll show you how exactly this works in action. So whether you're an entrepreneur, business leader, or just someone who's just curious to know more about AI, stick around because this episode is packed with insights that can help you get ahead of the curve. So I don't know about you, but like when I was in school, I had taken a business school course, which was about policy and strategy. And specifically, it revolved about companies, and what policies they've undertaken, what was the strategy. So I had to research about companies a lot during my time there. So I had to research about all the top companies. And one of the kind of analysis that I did during one of my assignments was the SWOT analysis. And that brings me to today's episode. SWOT analysis basically is you're looking at strengths of the company, what are the opportunities that the company has, what are its weaknesses, and what are its the potential threats it faces. So it helps you look at the company at an overview, and that is something that will help you to understand the company better. So I've also written a blog about it, which I'll link in the show notes, of how to do SWOT analysis using AI. So that's my blog. But today, especially, I'll be exploring how AI, specifically 3.5 Turbo GPT, can help in analyzing companies in the S&P 500 space and deliver those valuable strategic insights faster than ever before. It's mind-blowing to see how this technology is shaking up traditional SWOT analysis. So one of the reasons also doing this is, you know, back in my time is I had to spend like a couple of days doing this kind of work, like researching about the companies, finding the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. It takes a while to find that information, using like a regular Google search or, you know, whatever other kind of search methods you used. Or you have to watch YouTube videos. So it's a combination of everything that you're doing and it takes a while to do that research. So what I've, you know, gathered with my recent knowledge in my research with AI is that, well, let me apply AI to other fields. And I just keep thinking of more and more areas where I can apply AI. And the other day, something like SWOT analysis just struck my mind. So I was just thinking, well, what new project can I do? So SWOT analysis was something that came in my mind. And with AI, so what kind of AI large language model can I apply, right? And GPT 3.5 is relatively inexpensive than like the latest one, which is GPT 4 and 4.0. So those ones would be more expensive to run. So GPT 3.5 gives me the right amount of insights that I need. And it also does this quicker. Yes, I'm sure GPT 4.0 is quicker. But I mean, I also wanted to just get it something cost efficient, right? Like this is just something I like to do on the side. So this is for me. And if you're listening, this is, you can obviously experiment around it. If AI excites you, that's awesome. I look forward to seeing your projects. So basically, yes, you can use GPT to analyze this massive amount of information. So what's happening essentially in my project is that you have these different companies, and in my particular use case, I'm comparing two companies in the S&P 500 space. Why S&P 500? It's because, well, these are the top 500 companies, the Standard and Poor index, right? So that's something which would give understanding of the top performing companies. So that's why I chose these two. This space. And looking at two companies specifically, it gives a nice comparison. So in my use case, I'm just like comparing strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, but it's not line by line comparison. You can obviously ask AI to do that. So AI is very powerful and capable to do a line by line comparison between the two companies. So in my use case, I've used Google and Meta as the two companies I wanted to compare. So I got the strengths of Google, the weaknesses, opportunities, threats, and same thing for Meta. So basically, it helped me understand what could be strengths and what and the weaknesses was some of the interesting insights that came from it. And Facebook was data privacy. We all know the whole Cambridge Analytica thing, which happened in 2016. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure the privacy took a hit. Something similar to Google as well, like the regulatory standards, a lot of things happening with regulations these days. So Google is, I mean, everybody's, all these big companies, we don't know what they're tracking. So that's something we need to be mindful of. So I mean, just like that's something the SWOT analysis gives you, right? Like gives you that understanding of the company at a higher level. So my application, which I had pasted screenshots for in my blog, you can see that in the show notes. So you're able to understand that what kind of insights are being provided. So yeah, in addition to the SWOT, there's also something called as insights, additional insights, which I give for each of the companies. So that will also tell you like what kind of upcoming things you need to watch out for, which can go in the each of the in any of the SWOT blog. So what I had used for this project was using Python programming, and there's like a front-end library called Streamlit. You can obviously use Flask, so that's something up to you. But on the more AI side, ask GPT specifically like to build a data model around this, basically asking like, can you do a strength comparison? Can you do weaknesses? Can you get opportunities and threats? So that would give you like the complete number, the complete picture essentially. And what was most exciting about this project was how we can use AI to do something which we were doing traditionally by like random, by just like research, right? Like by doing a lot of Google searches, by doing a lot of YouTube. That's what I used to do. But like, anything that you would do. So with that all was really time consuming, and AI is really making all of this really efficient. So the response time for this was, I think, just maybe a few seconds, I would say, maybe 5 or 10 seconds. And if you're into that, like if you're into speed versus a deeper research, which obviously means more accuracy, I think the speed was, and this model is pretty accurate, I believe. You can obviously use more modern and more faster large language models. That's up to you, but I think this one was fine for my use case. So I would encourage you to go ahead and try something like this as well. Especially if you're in maybe like in your company trying to do a SWOT analysis, to understand your competitors, and it would benefit you to maybe use a tool like this. And also, if you would like me to actually make this live versus you building it out yourself, please let me know. Feel free to just respond to me on my Substack channel or podcast, wherever you find it, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. So I'm available. Just reach out to me in the comment section, and I'm happy to help make this live. And yeah, I just think using AI for different applications is a total game changer. So this was just SWOT analysis, but everything and anything under the sun can now be under AI. Obviously, there's a trust issue and ethics and privacy issue, but that's separate. But for me, this is AI is something that I'm completely embracing. I just want our future to be completely shaped by it. Thank you for this. Thank you, and that's a wrap for today. I look forward to, seeing more of you in the next episode. And thanks for tuning in. And until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Thanks, everyone. If you like this episode, please subscribe to my channel. It means a lot, to build out the next episodes, to create more content for you, and I can definitely come up with more content. All I need is just your support at this time. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one. Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.